Next item, auction raffles, rule adoption. This is Dr. Dunn-Mattarello.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the commission. My name is Donnie Mattarello. I'm here today to present changes to WAC 232-28283, big game and wild turkey auction raffle and special incentive permits. And noting your time today, I'll just quickly jump to it. We brought this recommendation to you about a month ago. This is for one of the 16 raffle opportunities for big game we have in the state. This is the Rocky Mountain Bighorn Sheep Raffle. Our Rocky Mountain Bighorn Sheep herds occur at Sullivan Lake in the northeastern corner. And then what we're looking at here is the Blue Mountains in the southeastern corner of the state. The recommendation we have for you today is, if you look at this map, it's harder to see, I guess, on the screen. This is GMU 186. We're recommending removing that from the hunt area and adding GMU 175, the Soton GMU. And the purpose of this recommendation is that the number of mature rams in the Joseph Creek herd, GMU 186, has declined. And we're recommending closing that unit as a hunt area and adding GMU 175. A particular note here is that 175 in the Asotin herd, we have seen a disease outbreak recently, this last year, about a third of the ewes and lambs. It has not manifested itself like we saw in the Yakima Canyon, where we're seeing dead carcasses, or carcasses obviously dead, through the canyon. It hasn't been that nature yet. That being said, though, moving this hunt opportunity, adding that Asotin unit to the hunt area is actually beneficial for the Asotin, because one of the things that happens is young rams like to wander, and any little additional harvest that we're talking about here, a single animal, is helpful in that regard. So I thought I'd bring that up. The other item is that we did bring this to you about a month ago and as a briefing. Since then, we did do an emergency rule change and made this effective for this year because it is a conservation issue. We did not want to continue to take mature rams out of GMU 186 because the number of mature rams there has declined. So our recommendation is to change the hunt area for the Rocky Mountain Bighorn Raffle. This is on page 4 of your notebook, on the top of it. And it is striking GMU 186 and adding GMU 175. That's the recommendation.
Thank you. Questions? Director Anderson?
Just to note that the Chief Joseph, GMU, I had an opportunity to fly over it about a week ago, was totally burned here several weeks ago.
We're ready for
Commissioner Jennings?
Yeah. I move to adopt WAC 232-28283, the game and wild turkey auction, raffle and special incentive permits as proposed.
For a second? Second's been made by Commissioner Schmitten to adopt WAC 232-28-283, big game and wild turkey auction raffle and special incentive permits as proposed. Further discussion? Hear none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Say no. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, we'd like to just real quickly, I think Director Nate would like to come up and make an introduction.
Yeah. Nate, an introduction to make.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Director Anderson. Good afternoon. This was the last time you saw Donnie Mattarello talk about special species management. We recently had shifted his position to focus exclusively on large carnivore management. Just the burden of bears, cougars, wolves, special species management and trapping was, it was a full plate. And so as part of that transition, we moved wolf management to Donnie and created a new special species section manager that we just completed a nationwide recruitment and had offered the position to Dr. Richard Harris, to my left. And just briefly, I would like to kind of talk about a little bit about his resume, and we'll certainly have him up in front of you next March and April talking about hunting season recommendations. But he's a professor from University of Montana. He's done research most recently on mountain goats in Glacier National Park, and a significant amount of work overseas on international projects on special species. He was also the chief editor of Ursus, which is a wildlife management journal. He comes to us with established relationships with a number of the organized sportsmen's groups. A lot of his research had been funded by some of those national, international level sportsmen's groups. He was interested in coming to work with the State Fish and Wildlife Agency. We've got him hitting the ground running pretty hard. He's working on a mountain goat translocation project to the Central Cascades to augment that population. We've got him looking at some new ways of estimating population sizes of moose. We've gotten him out on the field to understand our bighorn sheep areas. So just wanted to welcome him aboard and make sure that you were aware of our new section manager.
Great. Thank you. Welcome. We'll see you in March.
If not before.
Good. If not before. Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad to have you aboard.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'd like to welcome Donnie to Northeast Washington.